2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio. Matt Biamonte, Mitch Harper coming at you here on May 8th. We're over an hour into the show here and nearing that halfway point, and we've had some great guests on. Matt Harms joined us to discuss his decision to close the book, turn the page on BYU and move into his professional career. Told us he's looking to hire an agent. You can hear that full interview on our podcast feed. And we just caught up with DJ Bienname of the New York Daily News talking about Jets minicamp, Zach Wilson. And we touched on Tristan Hodge a little bit. And Tristan Hodge, Mitch, is one of eight guys that signed last week. Last week we were on the air during the third round. And afterwards is when the guys that weren't drafted, these eight guys that we're going to discuss here, plus we'll touch on the guys who got drafted as well, because 13 BYU football players from a season ago have a chance to make an NFL roster this fall. What an incredible story for these players, for the program. Tristan Hodge being one of those guys. And you heard from DJ, he thinks he's got a better than 50-50 chance to make that Jets roster. That right side of the line, a lot of question marks there in New York. So a good opportunity and good selection by Tristan, Mitch, to choose the Jets.
No doubt about it. I won't lie, Matt. When we left the show last Saturday, I was like, dang, we didn't have a draft pick to talk about live on the show. And then we get home and we're doing our thing, whatever. And then the last 10 picks is just this onslaught of BYU guys. It was one of the wildest 30 minutes I've ever seen from with BYU in the NFL draft. It was so cool to see Kyrus Tonga go to the Chicago Bears, Chris Wilcox, the first cornerback from BYU since 1993. To be selected, and then the penultimate pick, Dax Milne, goes to the Washington football team, and his position coach, Fessy Satake, will be joining us coming up around 2:30 today. But it was just fun to see those guys get selected, because I won't lie, the biggest, you know, BYU draft class, having only two guys selected would have been a little bit hollow. To have five guys picked, that sounds pretty nice. And you can go on the recruiting trail and say to recruits, hey, we tied Clemson. We tied Texas. We tied USC for number of draft picks selected in the 2021 class. So I thought that was huge for those guys. And to have then all the onslaught of undrafted free agents get all these deals, not just minicamp invites, like, you know, Kavika Fanua got a minicamp invite. That's one thing. But an undrafted free agent chance, there's something that these teams see. Not much investment, but there's enough there that they feel like you could maybe do something. So I thought it was great to see all those BYU guys get all these opportunities and wish them nothing but the best.
Let's go through this list. And we'll start with Tristan Hodge, and let's just quickly give our thoughts, Mitch, on what do you think of the selection and chances to make the team? We'll start with Tristan. Do you agree better than 50-50 chance for Tristan?
I just have questions about the physicality still in the trenches for Tristan and staying healthy too. But when he's at his best, he's a great interior guard. So I would still say less than 50. But hey, there's a need there for the Jets, and I think that's going to give them a great chance.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably around 50-50, but having that connection, as DJ said, to Zach Wilson, that doesn't hurt one bit with him being the number two pick. Matt Bushman, the next guy, signed with
Raiders!
Your Las Vegas Raiders. What do you think of Bushman's selection of Las Vegas?
Oh, I love it. I think it's a perfect fit. I think, you know, he can be that second tight end to Darren Waller. I think 60%, 70% chance he's 60 to 70. I'm very high on the potential of Matt Bushin making it with the Raiders.
If he's healthy, I'd say 95%. I mean, there's always a chance when you're drafted you don't make it, but if he's healthy, he just seems like a John Gruden guy too. Just works hard, catches the football. I could see that union working out well for Matt Bushman.
You know, another guy that I really am intrigued by, just because maybe it's a lazy comparison, I guess you could say, but Zane Anderson going to the Chiefs. Like, there's just a lot of parallels to Dirty Dan Sorensen. And Andy Reid loves his BYU guys in the undrafted free agent market. So I like seeing Zane Anderson going to the Chiefs too.
Rounding out the list really quick, Zach Dawes signs with the Falcons. We have Chandon Herring, offensive lineman to Tennessee. Isaiah Kafusi inks a deal with the Colts. Troy Warner off to the LA Rams. And then, of course, Kavika Fanua, a mini camp for Carolina, and Micah Simons there as well. So we'll take a break here on the other side. We'll get to the always fun, the always controversial top five. Back after this.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.